Radio.
Out of all the gospel passages, that's the one that I don't like preaching on the most, because it reflects mostly on the clergy, I think, of all religions, not just on Catholic priests, but on rabbis and imams and all those things. But I will preach on it because I'm bold. Over the weekend, I was watching the news items about the state elections in Tasmania and in South Australia. And I don't know how many times I heard from candidates the saying that, you know, if I'm elected, I'm not going to give in to any of the special interest groups. I won't forget my humble roots, the people that elected me. How many times have we heard that from aspiring politicians that make these promises, only to see the exact opposite play out over and over again? Many a politician has promised to lighten the load of the people, but once installed, becomes just an elitist and is more an elite than their predecessor and loses touch with the very burdens that he promised to ease for those people in their electorates. Well, it seems in that gospel that we heard just then that Jesus was familiar with this tendency, but for him it wasn't elected officials. It was some of those who served as religious leaders in Israel. Impressed with their standing, some of the scribes and the Pharisees lost track of the real burdens that everyday people were facing. Despite the good intention of these leaders, the allure of elitism, I think, proved too strong, and they began enjoying their status too much to remember the call to care for the poor, the widowed, and the orphaned. In contrast to these religious elite, Jesus devoted himself to setting his people free from whatever was burdening their lives. With words of forgiveness, you recall he released a woman from the burden of shame over her past sins in Luke's gospel. While others grumbled against Zacchaeus' taxes as an extortion, Jesus offered him salvation, calling him down from the tree and asking to be invited to Zacchaeus' house to eat. Think about the road to Emmaus, that beautiful gospel story that we'll hear after the Easter season. He consoled those two downhearted disciples and lifted their hearts when he spoke the words from Scripture and broke bread with them. So I'm wondering, is there a burden that we're finding hard to carry in our lives? The pain of a wounded relationship, powerlessness in the face of temptation. Don't think that God isn't too distant to help us. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve, we're constantly told. Instead of exempting himself from the law, he actually fulfilled the law. He became human just like us. He shared in all the joys and sorrows that we as humans experience. And he carried the cross so that we might have eternal life. So surely he can help us now with whatever burdens we have. So today, let's choose just one thing that is burdening us and bring it to God in prayer. Don't think of it as too small or inconsequential or maybe too big for God to handle. Just tell him about it. Then listen quietly for his words of comfort, wisdom, and help. Lord Jesus, we surrender our lives to you. Amen.
Radio.org.au